Right, I'm in a place called Largo Ward, and I have with me Amber Road. Hello, guys.
Hello.
And you've just played your St. Andrews gig. How do you think it went up there?
Really good. Very, very good. Especially for, it's only our second gig, so there was a good turnout. Great people. Everybody asking for I Can Hear the Nation, which really just took me over the top. Well-deserved. Boys played great. Loved it.
Well, it sounded fantastic from where I was, down on the floor, taking photos. So, well done to you all on your almost debut gig. You did actually play recently on Bonfire Night at Dundee, didn't you? Tell us a bit about that. How did that come about?
It was very, very rushed. It was an opportunity we felt we couldn't turn down. It was a lot of good exposure. It actually come through another piece of work we were doing for charity, raising money for a hospital in Glasgow, and it just so happened that the organiser had been at this gig, and he approached Graham, the bass player, and said, you know, I'd like to get you guys, you know, to come and do the show. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much it. We turned up, we'd done the show, we worked our butts off to get a set of about six songs, which took more than 6 days. And, you know, it was, yeah, we did feel it was rushed, but we're professional and, you know, we pulled it off pretty well. And we had a great time.
Absolutely.
Well, well done for that. Certainly a good way to kick off with the band. So, somebody tell me, how did Amber Road come about? How did you guys get together and start out?
Rhythm guitarist and backing vocals is me, the singer, myself, and the bass player's dad. So there's the easiest one. We're family. And Dean on lead guitar, he's been a close personal friend and played in various bands with myself and Graham for a while. And Graham and Dave played together in a previous band called Cal. We've had a fair bit of success, and that's led on to musical differences. People change bands. They guys left looking for sort of pastures new, and looked for a team of guys to put together. And there was obvious choices. You had a sort of choice of musicians at their fingertips. And yeah, it was at the end of the day, like they say, the guy said, it was an obvious choice. So Graham and Dave pretty much instigated the band being put together. And ever since that, it's from input from all of us, just kind of snowballed from there. You know, we actually did originally, like you say, we tried a couple of different guys as well, and just it fell into place. You know, it was who was right for the band, who wasn't right for the band. And we've kind of settled in now, and like I say, two gigs under our belt, and, you know, next step, Hamden.
Well, think big, it's the best way to go. And to be honest, I mean, the band's sounding so tight and so professional anyway, to say you are a new band, I think you will go places. I'm proud to have you on my roster. That's a shameless plug for me. Flightpizzapromotions.co.uk. Oh, thank you. I want you to introduce yourselves now. You are?
I'm Eddie Brown, guitar and accordion, backing vocals, etc., etc., etc.
Chief Gopher.
Chief Gopher, that's me, yeah. That's
David, and I'm the drummer on Amber Road, and songwriter. We're all, Graham and myself, have carried a few songs over to the band from a previous band, so we'll be playing them and working on them, reworking them a bit. And also, we've got a lot of input from the other members of the band who are also writers and the likes, so that's that.
And you?
I'm Deck, I'm the lead vocals. I'm a barefaced liar. I'm the unofficial dancer of the group.
I did notice this. I was just about to say, you're extremely difficult to photograph, so you'll have to learn to stand still just for a few seconds. And you, of course, are?
Hi, I'm going to keep this really short and sweet. I'm Graham, the bass player with Amber Road.
Fantastic. And last but not least.
Hi, my name's Dean, and I play guitar.
How modest and shy is this guy? Bless. Yeah, he's a blooming good guitarist, because I was, watching and on the floor, as I say. You say you're in the middle of writing an album, and how's that coming along, and when can we expect a release date, or don't we know yet?
No comment, no. It's obviously it's a work in progress. You know, we'll have, the good thing is we've got probably more than an album's worth of material sitting there waiting. It is just a case of how much time do we all have to put in and get together at the right time, because obviously out as much as we'd love to be full-time musicians. You know, some would do other jobs as well. Until the Hampden gig comes calling. so it's not the ethic that we've got. We're very hard at working, and I wouldn't say it's too far off. But to give a date at this point is very, very difficult. But like I say, the good news is we've got material. That's the hardest part. I think, you know, the material's written and it just needs played, and you know, let's say it again, as long as we can get the hours put in, it'll be watch this space, it'll be here soon.
We're back in the studio on 6th of December. 6th of December, we make a start in the studio again. So we're all looking forward to that. That'll be quite an exciting time for all again, I suppose. Yeah.
Or stressful time.
I didn't even know.
Oh, bless us.
When melodies and notes come together, things change.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Have you got any more gigs coming up that you want to plug at the moment or not?
No, nothing in the pipeline just as yet, but soon. Very soon.
Yeah. I'm going to want to concentrate on getting a few recordings made and work towards the album and just work on a set for future stuff. Yeah. So, but we'll be keeping you posted on.
We're very much, very much a live performance band, but let's say we feel that obviously the direction of the band is best to work on these songs that we've got written first of all, and get, you know, because there's a lot of songs that especially Graham and Dave have written in the past that, you know, we're carrying over and we're putting on the new album, so we want to make sure that we sort of strike with the iron's hot, and that's the next thing. We need the album out there. We've done the single. We need the album.
Yeah, once the album's done, it would be create like sort of the whole entity of this band, the sound that this band creates would be forthcoming on the new album, like sort of thing, because everybody here now would be putting their input in, you see. So that would be the whole sound of this particular band that's came together. So looking forward to that. That would be good as well.
And we're all looking forward to it as well. And I want to thank you guys, because I know you're kind enough to give me the world exclusive on your Loch Tay Boat Song thing. That song.
For everybody listening, that's Loch Tay Boat Song.
What he said. Yeah, and it's absolutely fantastic. And since we did play that on my show, you've gained a whole dose of new fans, I have to say. So I want to say thank you, but last but not least, before I go, I want you to give us some links of where people can find you, please. Web links. I know where your website is.
The main website is www.amberroadband.com. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter, and it's just a matter of searching for that if you're on Facebook or Twitter.
And Facebook, I think, is it Amber Road Official? Yeah, go and like the page and go and check them out on the website. It's a great website, actually, to have a look around.
The single's still free.
There you go, yeah, the single's still free to download, so go get it while you can for free.
Thanks, all coming soon.
That won't be free, so because the Scotsman. No, I want to say thank you ever so much for taking time out for this interview, and thanks for a great gig, and hope to see you all again soon.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. You're absolutely welcome. Okay.